someone replies to your Freak 23 post about Neo-Buddhism. Almost as soon as you've hit post, there's a reply. The turnaround on this place is faster than a jolt of meth cola. Hooray! Can it be that they've accepted you as one of their own? That they'll treat you with the seriousness and kindness you've always longed for? You may have finally connected to your peers, found your place on the occult net after all the searching. Quishmosh23 said, "Whoa, man, that is some crazy shit. Somehow you were expecting more, but it's a start." You wait for a better reply to your Freak 23 post. It may be a start, that one short reply, but you invested a lot of effort into your post, and you expect a more thoughtful response from your new occult friends than that. After all, you opened up to them, showed them the depths of your secret wisdom from the great ghostly elders of the spiritual plane or whatever, and now they're supposed to step up with their knowledge. They're supposed to initiate you into the lost yoga skills of the cosmic Christ Buddha, as revealed to you in acid visions and messages received from your quick nods of records. Is this a test of your patience? How long has it been since you submitted the post? 15 minutes. Well, damn, where is everyone? Every morning as part of your dawn ritual, you log into your account, checking for replies to your thread, and every morning, you are disappointed. Days, weeks, maybe even months of this routine, and gradually the disappointment becomes expectation, with a growing confusion as to the whereabouts of your occult family. It seems that none of the threads have any replies. All the wizards of the web have just disappeared. But why? And to where? You investigate the obituaries and murder sheets for popular occultists. There has to be something wrong. They wouldn't have just all abandoned their sacred cyberspace. And it hits you, that bad feeling in your gut, a heaviness, a woe. They've all been killed. You snap into action, surfing straight to the newspapers to run a search for the obituaries or gulp murder sheets for any names you might recognize, querying them through every metropolitan area newspaper you can think to check, going back months. It hits you that you never knew their real names, only their occult names, damn. If only the reports included the common aliases of the deceased, as they should. How will you ever find out if Ruby Geysers, Lance Flames, Antichrist 5, Sweet Lovely 69 Bollocks or Mr. Inscrutable X have been killed by unknown enemies of the 23dians?